from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Cowboys recover from their first preseason game against the LA Rams. Brian Broaddus and Nick Harris will join us from Oxnard, California, starting at 8:40 this morning here on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo, y'all. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club, and thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. Our Cowboys insider is Bobby Belt. Jerry Jones getting some support from the rest of the league when it comes to the CD situation.
Yeah, and you got to wonder, when you hear support for Jerry in situations like this, or there's a strong defense from it, I always read it from the perspective of, okay, does that mean Jerry's doing things the right way, or does that mean he is actually doing them the wrong way? Because other suits across the league are looking at it from their bottom line perspective too, of what would I do if I was trying to win a negotiation? I want to win. And so it always gives me a little bit of pause. But Jory Epstein over at Yahoo Sports had a really good breakdown of just kind of, hey, here's the history of how they've handled holdouts before, how the Zeke one may be influencing the way they're handling CD. And she talked to different executives around the league and just kind of got their opinions about, what do you think about how the Cowboys have handled the Lamb situation? And there's one NFC executive who has been involved in several negotiations, like at the negotiation level, who gave Jerry a lot of credit for the way he's handled CD. He said, holding out is a path of mutual destruction. You're doing that because you think it's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt you just as bad. Jory writes, the executive pushed back against the most common refrains criticizing the Cowboys, arguing 3 points for their current negotiation delay. One, how often does a team win the Super Bowl because of their top of the market receiver? He says they say the Kansas City Chiefs won their past 2 Super Bowls after trading away the league's most productive receiver in Hill. A lot of people around the league now apparently feel like that's evidence that you don't need the very top. You need quality. You don't need the very top.
Asterisk, they have Pat Mahomes.
And Kelsey.
They do.
And
they
Kelsey.
Do. But, you know, if you go look at the receivers that were moved on from, those receivers have not done anything in their new place. So, like, Tyreek has not won a playoff game in Miami. Devontae Adams has not won a playoff game with the Raiders. Hopkins was traded to Arizona. They did nothing. Amari was traded to the Browns. Have they had a playoff win since he was traded to the Browns?
No.
You know, it's like, it's this QB, it's the scheme, then it's the wide receiver, and does that why that people should not want to pay them the top dollar that they deserve? Because their replacement cost is probably much lower for a wide receiver than a corner or Micah or whatever.
Is that homework that you did make you alter your thinking at all, that they could move on without Lamb?
I do think
and
that
be fine.
If I were to sign one or the other, I would probably sign Micah if I had to choose between the two.
Wow. Mr. Ooh. Wide receiver offense. I'm surprised.
Well, it's just that, you know, I think you can find, I think it's much easier to find an elite wide receiver or a top of the market wide receiver than it is to find a top of the market edge.
Okay. Okay. Number two, the second point the executive gave defending Jerry. Jory says the Cowboys can't simply factor in a receiver mega deal like the Bengals as receiver Jamar Chase holds out or holds in a year after quarterback Joe Burrow cashed in. Neither are the Cowboys in the same boat as the San Francisco 49ers and Ayuk, whose trade considerations precede quarterback Brock Purdy's negotiation window by year, but also benefit from the certainty of top edge rusher Nick Bosa's deal settling last year. Rather, Dallas has to consider Lamb, Prescott, and Parsons all at once getting done. Like, they're having to factor and measure in too many things right now. They don't have anything settled. But that to me sounds like their fault more than it does any sort of defense for not getting Lamb done. That sounds like, well, you screwed it up and you allowed all these contracts to hit at the same time. And then this is the big one, the third one, and this is where I think...
And by the way, what you started with, I don't understand how the receiver doesn't win. How not? We know that the fines get made up on the back end. How does the receiver not win? The initial comment you started with from the executive.
Where it said, oh, in terms of holding out as a path of mutual. I think they're talking about that ultimately, not because of the fines. I think they're talking about this harms you to be away. That's how I took it. I took it to mean it harms you to be away from the team.
Okay.
And then the third point, if Lamb is under contract this year, why not wait another year and have more certainty in his value? The executive says, people are paying guys just because they're next, not because they're worthy. Sometimes there's value in certainty. And that is where he gives himself away, as you're a bottom line guy. That's what you are. And so I don't know.
Or you're a horrible evaluator, because this is a worth it situation. This is not a projection.
It does say NFC executive. It does not. This could be the Cardinals or something. I don't know. Yeah. But either way, that to me says that's somebody who, that tips it off, where when I hear, oh, there's a defensive Jerry, okay, let's hear how they're coming across and why they think he's handling it the right way. Then I hear it, I'm like, okay, but that just sounds like you're more a guy on the calculator, you're more a guy on the spreadsheet, which you need that, and you need those concerns to be recognized, but that sounds like it's discounting the idea. CeeDee Lamb doesn't need to show you anything else.
No.
CeeDee Lamb is exactly the type of player you want to pay.
Adam Schefter, yesterday, via ESPN, on when this thing is going to be over.
I would be floored if he's not in camp before the start of the season, and I would be floored if he missed any time. There's no way. It's just not going to happen. I don't know when they're going to get this done, whether it's this week or next week, but at some point, smarter minds are going to prevail. They're going to figure this out. He's going to get into camp. He's not going to miss any time, and CeeDee Lamb, I expect to be there for the regular season opener, however these sides figure it out.
I have CeeDee Lamb's next team, according to Vegas.
Next team!
Yeah.
Right here, Dallas Cowboys.
Well, if not.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's go with
Buffalo.
New England.
Kansas City.
Oh, God.
At 5-1. Again, Vegas is not great with this. They're experts at game spreads, not predicting teams, but just for the heck of it, Kansas City, Detroit, and Pittsburgh at 6-1. The Packers and the Patriots at 7-1. Brandon Ayuk apparently saying no to New England. The Chargers and the Saints 10-1. The Panthers 14-1. The Browns 18-1. And Buffalo 20-1.
Kansas City would be scary, obviously. Even more scary with him. Detroit, that would be an elite receiving core with him and Amon-Ra.
And the tight end.
Oh, my gosh.
And Laporta. My goodness. And then, you know, Buffalo, obviously. They need a receiver.
I was driving in, by the way, and I heard... Old Maggie Gray again. She's becoming my new public enemy number one.
Amy Lawrence.
She called Amon-Ra St. Brown. She called him Amon-Ra. Like it was one word. And I'm about ready to just...
Maggie Gray, isn't she like a very innocent, passive, sweet
she is.
Individual?
Yes, absolutely. And exactly the type of person that Bobby would hate.
Not what I've heard over the last week. It's the Packers being up there as one of the teams. Obviously, you said Vegas doesn't know what they're doing. Matt LaFleur apparently yesterday, 2 days ago, went off on the Green Bay media. They'd asked him some question about number one receivers. I read the quote this morning when I got up, and he had said something like, you know, when you guys say that, you really make me want to vomit. He's like, I'm tired of hearing about it. He's like, our receivers are pretty good. And so anytime I hear one number one receiver, I start to feel ill.
So on the Franklin Injured Turner's fan text, I said, you know, Detroit was able to do quarterback, wide receiver, and 2-0 line this offseason. So is their window just completely shrunken now? Like they're able to do it. Why isn't this team?
The Cowboys, I think, would.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I tell you from their position, they were in that window previously. Okay. And that they're further along down the line, and they've had to flip switches since then. And so now they're in a place where they can't do anything. Gotcha. And I don't know that that's totally correct, but that's what they would tell you.
By the way, Jahmyr Gibbs with a hamstring issue yesterday for the Lions. We were talking about Green Bay. We were talking about receivers. So do you want to take it to Aaron Rodgers or Amari Cooper, RJ Choppy?
Ooh, let's do Amari. I think it's time to pounce. I want you to go up there. I want you to give him a call. I want you to do the old Sonny Weaver from draft day and tell the Browns I want my picks back, but in reverse, I want my player back, because he did the old post when there was the report about the trade to San Francisco with Brandon Ayuk.
Let's evaluate these terms, by the way, if it happened. This is the rumor. Mm-hmm. Browns and 49ers agreed to send Ayuk to Cleveland in exchange for Amari Cooper, a second, and a fifth. Was I the only one who heard this and said, that's too much that San Francisco's getting in return?
And yeah.
Amari, a 2 and a 5?
Cleveland gives that up, and then Cleveland has to pay on the back end?
Yeah. Is Ayuk better than Amari Cooper even?
He's more consistent, you could argue. I don't know. Ayuk, I think went from being underrated and being a really good receiver. The narrative around Ayuk's getting a little ridiculous.
That's what Michael Lombardi said.
He's not that good.
Michael Lombardi is like, the value's gotten out of control. He's not a top five guy, and he's rejecting. Lombardi, who's got San Fran connections, said that the Niners offered him $26 a year, and Ayuk is like, no. Like, he's trying to take it even above that. And Amari Cooper, in response to this, on his Instagram story, wrote, LOL, I wouldn't mind at all.
Oh, baby.
We already got one receiver tweeting LOL. Why not acquire another?
Oh, baby.
With all the extra money we have.
He is not going to give his all for that team. You know, he didn't like football to begin with, as we've been told.
Sounds like a lot more chess games to me in the locker room. Yeah. Lots of chess.
So, you know, if you look at the Cowboys wide receiver room, you know, it's what? You know, I know you just mentioned how great it is.
Without CD, without CD, it's Brandon Cooks, Jalen Tolbert. That should tell you where the receiver room is without CD, is that they felt like, well, we can't risk Jalen Tolbert getting hurt. Yeah. He's got to sit out a preseason game.
Like, I think Brandon Cooks is a nice player. He's not a two.
He once was,
but he's not.
He's a back end two, and an awesome three.
Awesome three.
Like he's apparently balling in Oxnard. I think Dak called him the best person or the best teammate I've ever known and had, and he shredded the Rams in that practice over the weekend.
Some of it is opportunity for him, too. Like, I mean, there were opportunities. There was time last year where you'd see on the film he was winning and they weren't getting him the ball and he was frustrated.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if because Vegas has his over-under like 615 for the year.
I set his at 615 when we did that last week. Yeah.
I don't think it's much higher in Vegas. Like, that's 35-ish yards a game. That's not a number two. A number two is like 60 yards a game to me.
Had a really slow start. You know, so I don't know whether you want to average out some of his second half numbers of the first. Are we still talking about Cooks? Still talking about Cooks here. But this is Amari apparently sounding fine that he'd get up out of there.
Offer him a five.
Do you?
I mean, it worked last time. I mean, 3 years ago, he was worth a five. Yeah. So why is he not worth a five now?
Was it a six or a fifth that we got back?
We got back a fifth.
Fifth.
But I mean, they're getting Ayuk in return. Yeah. So why would they then settle for a fifth? Here's the thing.
Ayuk already said no.
But I mean, like, that's clearly how they value him. It's like, we're willing to give him up for something like this.
Yeah.
We had discussed this last week while you were out. In terms of narratives, how salty would Cowboys fans be when a Coop is already held up as the, here's an example of you guys screwing up.
Yes.
If then he was given to San Francisco. And then with all the 49er tension and everything that you have there, now you've got to...
Well, if he was given to San Fran, at least that shows our front office they're not they weren't dumb. If he was just given, that shows his value.
That's how somebody would try to do it. But man, I think that would up the tension because Amari Cooper was not thrilled with how things ended here.
What is going on with Hassan Reddick, and why couldn't this happen in Philadelphia? It's happening, of course, with the Jets.
The Jets foolishly traded for him without a contract, without an agreement of him playing, without anything. And they just say, yeah, sure, let's do the trade. So they make the trade for him, and he was traded back in March, and they don't sign him to an extension. They give up a conditional third, and he has now requested a trade.
Again. After holding out of all the offseason programs.
Yeah, and...
The only day he's been in the facility was for his presser, which was also on April Fool's. I found that funny yesterday.
That's very funny. So the Jets, the GM, Joe Douglas, is like, yeah, we've informed him that we are not trading him.
Yeah, they rejected it yesterday.
Yeah, we are not going to send him. They've informed him as such. I can't blame him. It's too late in the process to do that. I mean, you already traded for him. You plan your team. You think that you can win. They're all in, as Jerry would say. But, I mean, are they going to pay him? I think most people around the league that I heard on TV yesterday say that he'll just sit out the preseason and he'll eventually play in a regular season game because he's not going to forfeit a game check.
So. Reddick is the fourth known player under this GM. This GM needs to go, number one. Joe Douglas has had now four guys do this. The others were all traded. Jamal, Denzel Mims, Elijah Moore. This is either gross, horrific miscommunication or Hassan Reddick lied or is crazy.
Yeah, because basically the reports we saw yesterday said, hey, they said they would negotiate, and we haven't heard from them since March. That's Reddick's camp. A couple weeks ago, we got the Jets leaks that said they made him an offer. He said no. They said, okay, well, before we pull the trigger on the deal, show up for everything, play the first few games, and then we'll give you a new deal. We just want to see it. And Reddick agreed to that and then never showed back up. So there's either miscommunication or lies going on here.
Inside and another mess with the New York Jets, which we'll talk about more with the author of Aaron Rodgers' book at 8 o'clock this morning. Get ready for your brain to be fried during that one. But this could be my favorite segment of the day coming up. Someone on the show with a win for all mankind. We'll celebrate it and honor him after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.